Ka tiaki rā e tātou mai i tēnei wā, ka tāwhiri ake tātou ki te waia kōrero. Nō reira, can you introduce yourself to Te Hiko Teka? So where you're from, what you do?
Oh, ngā mihi nui, Daphne, ko kingo, ko Christine Nirmanen, ko au, ko CEO o Pacific Education Centre, pēl ko whiwhia au pito he ngā awe i Tamaki Makaurau, ko no ako i a Te Reo Māori, pēl ki he te wiki o Te Reo Māori, pēl mau ako i a lea whaka Hāmoa, Niue, Fifi, Tonga, Moe Cook Island.
E ahua, I was a little bit lost. I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? Here we are, Noah. Can you just give us a little bit of information about the media release that the Pacifica Education Centre has released? How do I might?
Oh, absolutely. So for Te Wiki or Te Reo Māori Language Week, we're really happy at PEC to celebrate 40 years of Te Reo Māori. Mm. So at work, what we do at work is we teach Te Reo in 5 Pacific languages. And so what we saw is our organisation, PEC, we've been around for nearly 40 years. Mm. It's Te Wiki Te Reo Māori. It's 40 years, years old. There's a connection here, and our connection is based on our reo. Mm. So my nana, grandpa, came over from the islands. They came over to Aotearoa, and they came with their language. Mm. And what they expected was Te Reo Māori language would be hard outspoken with everyone here. Mm. And so I grew up thinking it was normal. It was normal for everyone to speak Te Reo. So in the workplace, I've got teachers who teach 5 different languages, and what we're wanting to do is support the first language of Aotearoa and do our bit to strengthen it and grow it. Mm. And where my staff are at, when we meet at our staff meetings, we've decided, hey, you know what, for our staff meetings, where everyone's together, where everyone's got their thinking caps on, we're going to start with our karakia and waiata. Mm. We're going to change the agenda items into Māori. It's going to be a little bit difficult for some, but for others, the competitive spirit has appeared. So it's adding value. Te Reo Māori adds value to the work we do, and we think it adds value to what everyone should be doing.
It's beautiful to see that we're all one people, obviously, all New Zealanders. However, it's beautiful to see Tangata Pacifica valuing Te Reo Māori in some ways more than some Māori do. It's quite a beautiful thing to see and how they choose basically encouraging not only Māori to speak but Pacifica people to speak Reo Māori. It's quite beautiful, to be honest.
Oh, well, we thought it's a strength. It's a strength to speak your language. And in some circles, it's the key to access the community, isn't it, Daphne? If you struggle with your language or your tikanga, maybe some doors might close and others might open. But you want to walk through the front door with your language and your people. So aside from all the things we do within the office, we thought, you know what, we'll do a social media campaign as well and put a word of the day. Because we know for some of our Pasifika people, it has to relate to what's our connection with Māori. Mm. So we chose some words that in Māori is the same meaning for Pacific. So we've got mana in Pacific. Mm. Mana means similar things. We've got waiwera, very similar to our Pan-Pacific. So if we start with what we have in common, there's more that we have in common than we have that is different.
Yeah.
So, and that builds our unity, and it's a good, happy story for everybody.
Mm. Well, when I was in school, we were all taught that there's similarities between all of our languages, and they are. So at the beginning of this half an hour, I just went to go browse on Facebook, and I've started to do your kupu of the day. They're quite good, though, because I don't know how to pronounce some of them. Hang on, I'll just go look for one. Heaha te kupu vessel. Oh, no, yeah, waka. And Fijian, do you say it, waka?
Yes, the Fijian, they when you see a C in Fijian, it's a TH.
Mm.
So some of the syllables in Fijian is very different, and that's because of their heritage and how their language is structured too. Mm. So for Māori, it's waka, Pan-Pacific Polynesians, I'll say for Tongan, Samoans, Waka, and for Fijians, you've got that in front of you, Daphne. How do you spell that again?
W-A-Q-A.
Ah.
Oh, that's where I got a little bit lost. I was like, oh my gosh.
Waba. And so that's for Fijian, that Q. We wanted to integrate Fijian as well. So Waba for Fijian is another way of saying waka in Te Reo Māori.
Aye. Well, looking at these kupu, Fijian is the most out of whack. Oh, it's not out of whack, but it's just, well, because the Cook Island Niue and Samoan and Tongan, we're all kind of similar with, you know, waka and vaka, and then you've got waga. Like with a Q. Iawha rangirua ho. I just was a little bit confused about that. However, it's good to see yous basically encouraging Te Reo Māori in a Pacifica school. Do you teach Te Reo Māori in the Pacifica Education Centre?
Well, one of the things that we want to do is start with our language week with Te Reo Māori. We also have a relationship with Te Wārangau Aotearoa. Mm. So we had asked them, hey, you've got Te Reo Māori language classes. Can we do a little bit of a joint program? And they said, look, let's do something together. Mm. And because we believe that if we were going to teach Te Reo Māori, we'd want leadership in that space. Mm. And given Te Wānanga is doing a great job here in their sites, we'd start with them. Mm. And then the other thing we were hoping to do is, and this is an idea, Daphne, was to look at the Treaty of Waitangi and how do we make it, how do we make that deal and find the commonalities with our Pacific deals as well, and look at those meanings and what it means for us as Pacific when we talk with Māori. So, there's a bit of an action plan there with Te Reo Māori language, but it all starts with the week.
Aye. Nō reira, kua āhua mimiti te wā. So we've just about run out of time for this hour because we've got to switch to the news soon. However, do you have any final words or words of encouragement to some of the whānau that are in Taitokiro or Muriwhirua that basically haven't, you know, dug into their roots and started speaking Te Reo Māori?
Oh, Te Reo Māori, speaking your language is a premium. Mm. It's a premium because it's another set of knowledge and skills that come from a cultural and spiritual base. It makes Aotearoa unique. It's our first language. Mm. We should be proud of it. It makes us stand out in the international stage. And for Pacific, we want to be able to claim Aotearoa as part of our home, and we're honouring the language and the people that come with it.
Nō reira, ngā mihi ki a koe. Thank you for finding time to have a chat with us today. Kia pai te roa ngā ki o tō rānei, so have a good rest of your day. Ngā mihi.
Thank you. Ngā mihi. Thank you, Daphne. Mālo, I'll be the whakaapapa. No
ho. Ka kite.